this is a Mishnah, parts of which are very, very meaningful to us in our context, parts of which it's hard for us to identify with in our own context, but we'll try our best. Okay? Rabbi Yossi says, and Rabbi Yossi, of course, is one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who were given smicha, even when the Romans banned it, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava paid for it with his life, so everything that Rabbi Yossi says, when I put into that context, he lived through a very difficult Roman period. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol ha-mechabed es ha-Torah." Not if you learn Torah, but if you mechabed Torah, "Gufa mechubad al ha-brios." Then not just you, but your body is more respected or revered by the world, by the brios, not just by Jews. And the Mishnah quotes certain psukim to support this, in particular pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. And interestingly, it quotes a very bizarre Medrash, which sometimes appears to the opposite, that Paro was personally punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Yamsuf, because when he heard that Hashem had a message for him, he personally went to greet Moshe and Aaron. Because he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu such personal honor, then Hashem dealt with him personally, which we would think is a more severe and caustic treatment. But at least in the context of this Medrash, there's a reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gets compensated for. So let's break down this Medrash slowly but surely. Number one, the Medrash is not talking about learning Torah. The Medrash is talking about the reverence and the respect and the care you show for Torah, the symbolism. So Rashi, on this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Avos as well, talks about how you treat a Sefer Torah, how you treat Svarim. Do you sit on the same bench that the Torah is on? Do you sit on the same bench as Svarim? Again, today's period, our Svarim probably don't have the same Kedusha as the Sefer Torah because they're not printed on parchment and they're not even printed, they're offset pictures. But even if it doesn't have the halachas of showing kavod, certainly sentimentally and attitudinally, if you're being very, very lax with Svarim, it can both reflect and also radiate a trivialization of Torah. Another part that Rashi talks about is talking during Kriyas HaTorah. Again, when people talk during Kriyas HaTorah, you could parse it halachically, whether it's a Chovas Yachad or Chovas Sibur, but this is the time that we're celebrating Nesinas HaTorah in public. So at the very least, you stand in attention, even if you're not paying attention, rather than talking and chit-chatting because you're allowed to talk. Another thing that Rashi says, which even has halachic roots, when the Sefer Torah is open, you're not really supposed to leave shul. Let's say you have to go to the bathroom, you should wait for the Sefer Torah to be closed, or possibly even for Galila. Some people wait until the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron. Again, waiting for it to be put back in the Aron during Dari Davening Musaf, and then going to the bathroom may somehow limit the ability to daven at Sibur, but not to walk out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So these are areas in which you're not in any way diminishing your limud HaTorah, but you're significantly crippling the kavod HaTorah you show. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. And to highlight that, the Mishnah quotes Paro. Paro wasn't learning Torah. Paro was just showing kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I've said so often, it's the symbolisms in life that are so important, not just the substance. And people that are learning a lot of Torah have a hard time appreciating the value of symbolism. And the symbolism you show during davening will in many ways be more important than the kavanah. You can't always control kavanah in davening, because you can't control how early you come to shul, how clean your space is, are you tucked in, do you talk during davening, do you stand at attention, that can very much frame the davening and assure that the davening will be successful. Symbolism of Shabbos, I'll talk about this a little bit later this week. I know a lot of boys in yeshiva coming to Eretz Yisrael, you let your dress standards slip a little bit, because in Eretz Yisrael people don't wear jackets and ties as they do in America. But there's still both a mitzvah and a symbolic value to wearing nice clothing for Shabbos. Aside from the mitzvah of Kavod HaShabbos, it really does determine how you keep Shabbos. Is Shabbos just something you take a day off and you don't do malacha? Or Shabbos is something you really prepare for to ascend spiritually? That's a very interesting part of this Mishnah. Now, the part of the Mishnah which is harder for us to understand is why the reward is that your body will be more respected and awed and revered by people in general, not just Jews. First of all, is it really true? We don't live in a world of cause and effect, a world of supernatural. We know to be true deep down at the core of this world that the entire world is driven by Torah. But I don't think that in a world of galus in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supernatural presence is hidden and obscured, I don't think you can assume that if you spend 20 years learning English, all of a sudden you'll walk into the airport and they'll upgrade you to business class or something. I don't think the world functions that way. It may one day function that way, but clearly Rabbi Yossi was talking about a reality that at least is hidden from us. It may function in ways that our eyes can't trace and we can't detect, but certainly we don't sense that. However, The Meiri has a very interesting point here. From this Mishnah, you see the value of Mechubad al Abrios. We may not understand the impact of Mechubad al Abrios that people will respect you, but you see the value of Mechubad al Abrios, in which he says one thing and I'll add another thing. Number one, a Talmud Chacham, and anyone that sees himself as a representative of Torah, and I've said that word so often in yeshiva, even if you spend a year in yeshiva, in today's world you have to see yourself as repping Torah. Torah, unfortunately, is a very bad reputation in certain circles, unfortunately even in Jewish circles, where yeshiva bachurim have a poor reputation, so you have to do your utmost to try to reinvigorate or rehabilitate that reputation. So Meiri says, from here you see that Mechubad al Abrios is a value. If that's the reward, that if you honor Torah, your guf will be honored by other people, then despite our inability to trace how it happens, in the areas that we can control, you should. So you have to be very, very conscious, not just of how you behave religiously in public, but how you dress in public. And that's why he quotes certain gemaras that a Talmud Chacham should walk around with stained clothing, disheveled, disorderly. Okay, I think in our day most of us don't wear stained clothing. But just be careful to wear your Torah well. Some people in today's world don't wear their Torah well. And the fact that they've studied a lot of Torah and affiliated with Torah leads to, unfortunately, in some cases, a desecration of Torah because they act in ways that are insensitive to those around them who may not have the same Torah sensitivities they have, but certainly want to be inspired by Torah. So it's very interesting, Meiri, even if we're unable, he doesn't say this, he is able because he lives in a more metaphysical world, but for us, even if we're unable to trace the fact that you are Bechabe Torah, people will honor you, it's still something to be sensitive to in the areas you can control. Finally, it reminds us of the universalism of Torah, that doesn't say Mechubad Allah Yehudim, Mechubad Allah Alban, it says that Allah Brios, we expect at some point that people should recognize internationally, universally, what Torah is, and people should be interested in hearing the word of Hashem. These are ideas that are hard for us to wrap our heads around, because for 2,000 years we haven't really lived those realities, where Torah has a universal message. We lived in an era of contraction, where we contract into our own small areas of living, of residence, and Bate Medrash, but now that we're returning to a more universal stage, our minds are beginning to think about this again. How can we impact not just Jews, but the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message? So, it's a very interesting Mishnah, just to review the four aspects we spoke about. Number one is not just studying Torah, but symbolically showing how important Torah is to you. I think in our day, for example, Kisig HaSefer, certainly if it falls, would be appropriate, even if you feel that the Kedusha doesn't warrant it. Number two, it's hard for us to understand metaphysically how this occurs, but we believe that it should occur, and perhaps it is occurring in ways that our eyes can't trace. Number three, that Mechubad al Abrios is really a value, and a Talmud Chacham or someone affiliated with Torah should take care of their public persona, not in a way that's artificial or ostentatious or exhibitionist, but just in a way that's authentic. And then finally, that our message ultimately has to be directed at a universal audience of Brios, even if we feel that we're yet able to transmit that message at such wavelength. Okay? Have a good day, everyone.